When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Those are the smooth sounds of MF Doom, the album we'll be doing this week on Dim Vinyl Boys. He was born Daniel Dumele, I believe. Is that I say it right?
Dumele.
Dumele.
Oh, that was even worse that time.
Daniel Dumele. That's his real name.
Yeah.
But most people know him by MF Doom. He had a lot of alter egos, too. There was a bunch of them that we'll talk about. He was kind of like a superhero, this MF Doom. He was born overseas in Europe, but actually spent most of his time in the States. Never did become a citizen of the US of A. But there's a lot to talk about when it comes to MF Doom. And we got to thank Vinyl Boy Memphis for bringing in this piece of vinyl. I didn't pay MF Doom much mind. I knew he was a good lyricist, but I never knew too much about him. But thanks to Memphis, he has introduced me to him. And you're actually in studio today with your official MF Doom mask. Memphis is all in on today's
episode.
Oh, yeah,
episode. Man. You know I was going to do it. I ain't going to keep this sucker on for the whole show, though. It's kind of awkward.
It's a little muffled on the air, but I
it
like
is,
it.
It is.
Now, why do you think he wore that mask?
We'll tell you in the show.
All right.
Yeah, and I know where the mask is located to this day, so don't look it up.
Is it his grave?
Everyone can have a guess as to where the MF Doom mask lives today.
Wait, you mean that's not the real one right there?
No, that's a replica.
No, this is a replica.
Okay, dang.
I wish I would have had like one that ran into him and he gave me like a dope one. I got a cool ass idea for one too.
So the name of the album we're doing this week is called Mad Villain.
Mad Villain.
And it's the Mad Villain.
Oh, no, you're right. It is Mad Villain.
Mad Villainy?
Mad Villain.
Mad Villainy.
There's a Y on the end of the vinyl version, although I don't see it on the vinyl.
Mad Villain.
When you look it up online, it's spelled MADVILLAINY. It has a Y.
Oh.
Mad Villainy.
Mad Villainy. Yeah.
But when you look at the album, look at it, Tomcat. You have it in the DJ booth.
I was just showing it, yeah.
There is no Y on the end.
There is no Y.
It got cut off because it's silent.
You know why?
No, actually.
I have no idea why.
It's a collaboration album between MF Doom and Madlib, this mad dope producer.
Mad Villain.
Yeah,
Mad Villainy.
Yeah.
It's the studio album where Mad Villain connected with MF Doom, and it was released on March 23rd, the year 2004, and it was released on Stone's Throw Records. We got the record.
Just a stone's throw away from here.
So drop the needle on the record. MF Doom was born in the summer of 1971. I believe that's the same year Rainbow was born.
What was that?
1971.
Yep. It was a very good year.
It was. It was a great year.
Drop that needle. Starts out with a skit of some kind. A superhero skit, I think.
Of some sort.
From the Legion of Doom.
Stereophonic sound.
Ooh, I like it.
This is the illest villains.
So when did you first hear MF Doom?
Yeah,
Rambo.
Me? Right now?
Yeah. Right now is the first time you're hearing him?
It is. I wanted to be surprised. Like you, I never really followed him, so I never really knew who he was. But very interesting.
The villains themselves were ultimately responsible for much of the popularity. Audiences love to hate.
Yes, they do.
That's true.
Not overlooked. Of course, one of the worst of all was the Mad Villain. They had no code of ethics.
What's the matter? Guy's only trying to...
Get to work on these boys. Anybody bring a gun for me?
Yeah, here's one.
It's not one, but two. Typical villain releases included...
I know they're going to kiss me, but don't let anyone see me like that. Please, doctor, help me!
And a sequel.
Master of all.
Yeah, I love the edits. It's awesome.
Your mother was the lightning.
Two historical figures, outlaws and desperados at that. The villainous pair of really
so
nice
I was reading
boys
his mom actually gave him the nickname Doom.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But I wonder why.
Yeah, where I was looking, it didn't tell, say why, but.
Sequences could not be defeated. Probably a little terror.
Villains who possess supernatural abilities.
I read here that he began performing at open mic night events while he would wear a metal mask that resembled that of Marvel Comics supervillain Dr. Doom, who is depicted on the cover of his 99 debut solo album, Operation Doomsday.
Yeah.
And then it says he adopted the MF Doom persona and rarely made unmasked public appearances. It's hard to find video of him without wearing the mask.
You think maybe it had something to do with his shyness, or that he was shy and he wasn't too big on being like an outwardly person, so it kind of gave him a different stage character to be?
Well, I thought he probably, his first show, had a massive case of herpes on his lips. And he was like, how am I going to get around this?
Been
he's
there
like,
before.
This mask I've got, I'll wear this and I'll never take it off.
That was good for me in 2020 when we had to wear masks. You know, whenever you got the herp flare up, you just wear your mask.
Yeah, it helps.
But then it gets all inside the mask.
It gets stuck
in your
eyes. Half of his niggas to take him out the picture. The other half is rich and it don't mean shit. I can see he's very old school flavor-ish,
like he's there are like people that like really love hip hop that would have loved to see him and Eminem on the track. And Eminem came out years later, after he passed, and was like, that's a missed opportunity, because he would have been somebody you would have loved to be on the track. Because Doom has done some records with some serious cats, and people like, this dude is serious. He got bars.
I hear Wu-Tang, the sounds of Wu-Tang in his music when I hear it. And he also sounds to me a little like Fife Dawg with his flow.
They all ran together. He's done records with Ghostface Killah, which are crazy. Like crazy, crazy. The good thing for you guys, I have their record too. I'll bring it in. We do another Vinyl Boys. He has another collaboration with Inspector Deck called Czarface, which is super cute. It's crazy.
Is it as crazy as you?
Just about.
No way. What about Bobby James?
Nah.
No way.
No way. No way. Bobby James is a different person, man. That's a maniac. He's from another planet.
Yeah, I'm totally getting an early 90s hip hop vibe from this kid.
This is one of my favorite songs. This is Meat Grinder.
I mean, I guess he was older.
He's not a kid. He's your age, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's same age as you.
He just died a couple years ago.
Yeah, he did.
2020 on Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween, but they didn't tell anybody till New Year's Eve.
And I read that it was because of a side effect from the blood pressure medicine he was taking.
Yeah, I believe so.
That's what the internet says.
So this album came out in 2000.
I ain't taking my blood pressure medicine.
2004, Ramo. That sounds like 90s. Came out 2004, this album.
Yeah, but it still sounds very...
That is crazy that he died on Halloween and he always wore the mask.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Halloween is symbolic of wearing masks.
Are we sure it was from his blood pressure medication?
I did hear that.
Look it up on the internet and see what you find, Ramo. But that's what I read.
Research it, Ramo.
I do have a clip here.
That's what I read too. But.
I already died from banging your mom.
There's an interview on the internet where MF Doom gives you a little inside scoop on things that you don't know about MF Doom. So I saw all this and I thought it was interesting. So here's a clip of MF Doom describing things that he doesn't think you know about him.
I just wore every day. Most people may not think, you know, rap guy, you just lick it in the morning. I drink water every day. I try to make sure I drink at least a liter of water every day. I love flowers, I love plants, flora, things, you know, trees, things that are of nature. I always keep flowers in my laboratory when I'm working, just to keep the energy in a certain. All right, another thing that nobody knows about me. Certain ones I gotta stop myself, because I don't want you to even know, because you don't know it, so why would I tell you? That ruins it. Especially for the dude who about to get caught out there, you know. All right, let me see. I love purple. The color purple is my color. I got a mean right and an ill left follow-up. So you gotta be careful. You might not know that about me, or, you know, in general, it might be Watch out for the left. That's the main part. I love life. I mean, I love life.
There you go. Gotta love life, man. God bless the dead.
We have the one and only Mad Lib.
How do you do?
We also have King Ghidra on the mix. Yesterday's new quiz.
This song is called Bistro. Another one of his aliases was King Ghidra. Ghidra. I said it. You know the three-headed monster from Godzilla?
And I'm your host.
Yeah, he had all these different personas that he would portray in his storytelling. It was almost like he was a comic book for hip-hop music.
So Mad Lib is the producer, and MF Doom, who is British American, I'm to understand, is the rapper on the album. He does all the rapping.
Right.
Yeah, MF Doom, that's him.
Right. But Mad Lib, he did all the production on the album.
He made all the beats.
Right. Right.
So did you guys know that he had a 14-year-old son that passed away in 2017?
Mm-mm.
You didn't know that?
Didn't know that.
I think we need to investigate his wife.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I bet you. I bet you did.
I watch way too much crime TV. But I mean, that's odd. And I don't know what he died from. I was trying to find out. But
trying to just follow the breadcrumbs. I get it.
Like the kid dies, and then he dies of medication. Like did the kid die of medication too? Where did this happen, in Europe or America?
Here in America. He died here in the United States.
He died in the States?
I think, no, because he wasn't allowed back in the States, so he might have died over in London, because that's where he's originally from, London.
That's where he was born.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He said that he was conceived in the States, like his parents had the sexual relations.
All right, TMI.
In the 50 states, one of them. And then she had him in London. And he was never able to get his citizenship.
In America?
He never gained citizenship. And then, I guess, in 2010, he was denied re-entry.
Damn.
They're like,
why?
You can't come back in. I'm not sure. He's the son of a Trinidadian. His mom was from Trinidad. And his father, Zimbabwe.
I'm excited to hear him talk because it says here that Dumil, I'm probably saying that wrong, referred to himself in the third person while in character. So, you know, it always sounds weird when people refer to themselves in third person. You ever read comic books?
I haven't read a comic book in years.
Because that's where he got this character from, it says on here. Marvel Comics. Dr. Doom Destructo.
You never seen
him? Phantom of the Opera. I have. Yeah, I read
comics.
Dr.
Doom, yeah.
Yeah.
This episode of Dim Vinyl Boys is being brought to you by Factor Meals. You know, there's one place that is going to break the bank for me, and that is the grocery store. Always at the grocery store until I ran into Factor Meals, because now it's stress-free for me. They deliver the food right to my front door. I got 35 different options, including Calorie Smart, Keto. They got Protein Plus, 60 add-ons, so you can get the breakfast, you can get on-the-go lunch, you can get snacks. It's Factor Meals, and it's ready in 2 minutes or less. Every time we have a Factor Meal at the Studio TK, you're always the first to snag it.
Oh, yeah. I love Factor Meals. It's stress-free. They're super fresh and delicious. They're never frozen. It's quick, and there's tons of add-ons and snacks. To fuel me up, I can get right back to making music.
They have filet mignon now that you can get, plus shrimp, truffle butter. They're going high dollar here, and you don't have to break the bank. So make sure you get on factormeals.com/DVB50. Use our code DVB50 and get 50% off your first box. Plus, you get 20% off your next box. That's code DVB50 at factormeals.com/DVB50. Get that 50% off your first box, plus the 20% off your next box. While your subscription is active, you're locked in at factormeals.com/DVB50.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I have the best advice that anybody ever gave him here.
What's that?
This is from MF Doom. It's hard to find interviews with MF Doom. So this is probably from deep in the dungeon. That's why the audio might not be great. But here is MF Doom talking about the best advice he ever got.
A wise man once said, do you. That's what he told me. The nigga said, you know what I mean? Nigga like, you know what I mean? Yo, do you. And I'm like, do you? What the, you know, I mean, I knew what he meant. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't grasp what he said till maybe a year later. You know, like that was like the wisest statement I heard out of any book or anything I ever read or anything that could, you know, it's a lot of wise statements, but it's just off the top. Do you. Be yourself. And that's the best thing you can do for anything that surrounds you.
All right, we are on side two of the first album.
Now, when he says do you, it does, the first time I heard that soundbite, I said to myself, well, you're a guy that doesn't do you, you wear a mask. You're playing a character of someone else.
Well, maybe he is technically being him. Maybe he has an alter ego, and his alter ego is usually takes over, and he's doing that.
Tomcat did himself this morning.
That's right.
I heard. Frequently.
This song is called America's Most Blunted. We might know a little something about that.
That's a pretty cool
song. We don't speak a lot of blunts.
No. We're on the other side now. We're on Sick Fit. This is an instrumental.
Oh, this Sick Fit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So we already did America's Most Blunted. How do we miss that?
We're on side two.
These songs are really quick.
Yeah, actually. This is not a long album.
This album takes about 46 minutes when Memphis first brought it in, and it was two albums, and I really didn't know much about MF Doom. I was like, man, this is going to be a long show. But I come to find out it is two pieces of vinyl with four sides total. And
nope, you're right. It's America's Most Blunted. The way they got this shit separated on here, it led me to believe on the back of here that it was on the other side. Because on one side of the record, it has just Stone's Throw. That's all it says.
The name of the label.
Right.
Yeah.
And that... The
on the other side
text on the other side is extremely tiny, so I can't see it as it's spinning. So I am looking at the record itself, and at that part, there's a little space right there, which led me to believe that that was where it's.
So yeah, no, I bought this.
Good job, though, Memphis.
Thanks. I bought this in Toronto, and the guy, the record shop I bought it from, we were just talking about like fucking the god dang it, the freaking TV show he was on Adult Swim. I gotta look it up again. It's right on the tip of my tongue. But he was on the show on American Adult Swim, and we was talking about. But anyways, I'll get around to that. So we was talking about. He like, yo, have you heard any of his records? I'm like, only heard one, but I haven't heard any other ones. And he put me onto this one, and I'm like, oh hell yeah.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and cop that.
Bump, bump. I like that bass line. Boom, boom, boom.
The mad villain killing mad boom. Put some weed and drink.
That sounds like Eminem.
Yeah, it does a little bit.
Who is it?
It's MF okay. Doom.
No. This guy right here is Quasimodo.
I have some fun facts here about MF Doom. At 19 years old, he spoke to the Senate on behalf of Rock the Vote.
Oh, word.
I wonder if he wore the mask.
I'm sure he did.
MF Doom met Tupac while he was on tour with Big Daddy Kane in third base.
Nice.
That's awesome. I wonder if Tupac was like, I need to get a mask.
Maybe. Trick or treat?
He's like, I'll start wearing this bandana instead. That'll be good.
Get a nose ring. Says here he was damn near homeless, he said, after being dropped from Elektra Records in 1994.
Shit.
He had a group. What was the name of the group they had, Memphis?
KMD was him and his brother.
And his brother died.
Yeah.
Oh, see,
dude, that could throw you through a loop there.
Something's going on there.
His name was Zev Love X. Zev Love X when he was with KMD. And he also goes by the alias Metal Fingers.
That's cool right there. You hear that? I want to scratch that.
What, marijuana?
You can sample it.
I want to smoke it.
That I got to mess with that. That's fun.
Yeah. Also, Victor Vaughn is another character.
Victor Vaughn
that
is
he
another
plays.
One. Yeah.
King Ghidra.
Yep.
Hey, ain't that the three-headed dragon from Godzilla?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure. Or that he goes by just simply Super Villain. So he is kind of like a comic book character, this MF Doom. Still kind of fuzzy out there.
He obviously watched a lot of TV in the 70s and 80s.
Have you ever seen a picture of him with his mask off, you guys?
I have.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like seeing Batman's face.
Right.
He looks kind of like...
unsee it.
No. When you see him and you hear him talk, to me he looked just what I thought he would look like behind the mask.
Kind of looks like Ramo, but... A little bit.
See, he looked like Ramo.
I don't think so.
You see him?
You don't see you don't see
a little bit.
A little bit. There's a little bit.
I got another clip here from MF Doom. Here he is talking about who and or what inspires him. Roll the tape.
Who inspires me? Man, to my style and why? I would say if it had to be an individual, if we was looking at people as individuals, I would say me. Is what inspires is who inspires me. My style or attitude. And I try to stay neutral on the attitude tip, not leaning either way. But my style is inspired by myself. Other than that, if it was somebody outside of myself, I would say my children.
Okay.
I have five beautiful children. So all of them collectively inspire me after me. That those are the next individuals that I'll see inspire me every day. But certain things that she'll say to me in the morning time when I wake up, she'll check on me. And that really, really inspires me for that day. She'll say, "You could do it all, Dad." And she'll say something. She's like a tomboy kind of like, And, she inspired me by my other daughter under her. She's six. Me too. All of them inspire me outside of me. I see them all as a collective.
So, that was dope.
Yeah, he inspires himself. You got to believe in music, though, that somebody musically had to inspire him to make records.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, during the time, coming up, we all grew up on hip-hop around the same time. So, early Eric B. and Rakim and Kane and Sugar Hill Gang and whatnot, Run DMC. So I'm sure they all had an influence.
This album has so many great samples, so I forgot I wanted to get on my job and call out some of them. This song right here, which is Rainbows. It's got three good samples. Kelly by William Luce, Blues and Pants by the man James Brown, Psycho Brahim by Paul Sawtell.
Okay.
Samples. I love it. See, hip-hop, man, they really... We've been having a conversation with somebody lately about the use of samples, and I've been trying to explain that hip-hop is samples. Song is three samples of three other songs.
It's
what it is.
People need to understand that that's how hip-hop started. That's how rapping started.
Yeah,
producers didn't make beats. DJs were mixing instrumentals while guys were getting on the microphone and rapping to the beats that were being played. Like, that's its origin.
Yep, the rules haven't changed, people.
This particular person that Tomcat's talking about, he's standing on that he's a true musician. And that if you're making a song, you should play the instruments and not sample other people's work.
Well, I don't disagree with that either.
I can respect that.
I don't disagree with that either.
I see it in both. I mean, you can make great art with samples if you do it correctly. Then if you get the spirit to come up with an original piece and play like all instruments, like Ryan Leslie is one that comes to my mind. He composes everything. But he also used samples too, so it's truth in both. It's truth in both.
What do you think, Ramo?
I think that a lot of artists you find that do that were musicians
right
before they became artists.
True.
A lot of people don't come from that background.
A lot of them don't.
You, it's
like rappers, they just, they came on the scene rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and
it's different. It's different when you understand music from a literal standpoint, like
right.
being able to read a score and know how to, what chords sound good together and what mood you're trying to set with.
I do think that's important. If you don't know that, you know, I think kind of questionable, but true origin, like music wise across the board, you should be able to read a little bit of music. You ain't got to know all of it, but you should be able to read a little bit.
Well, I don't even necessarily know that you have to be able to read it, but you should understand it. You should understand what's going on.
A lot of people don't.
This episode of Dem Vinyl Boys is being brought to you by BetterHelp. Nowadays, it can be easy to ignore your social battery, spread yourself too thin, constantly taking text messages, email, social media. It can be overwhelming, and sometimes therapy might help you sort all these things out. Prioritize your time. Have some self-awareness.
Absolute self-awareness. Therapy has helped me to not spread myself so thin and don't overload my schedule, so I do have energy to focus on what's important to me.
Best way for me to balance my schedule is sometimes to just talk it out. And if you get a third party involved, which is BetterHelp, it can really help you start thinking about your self-awareness. It's entirely online, so it makes it very convenient, flexible, and suited around your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a quick questionnaire, and they match you up with a licensed therapist. At any time, you can switch your therapist, and there's no additional cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/vinyl today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/vinyl.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The cover for this album, the vinyl version, has MF Doom on the cover, gracing that mask he always wears.
Pretty cool.
It is supposed to be modeled after Madonna's debut self-titled release, where it's in black and white, and it's
right.
just her face.
He's biting.
Holding a penis.
Hold the teeth.
Madonna, I think, looks a little better.
With her mouth. No.
Oh, gosh. You wonder how long it was going to take.
What?
Off the album. We're pretty far in.
What song are we on anyway?
Okay, this is the last song on that side there.
Holy shit. Excuse my language.
This is Do Not Fire. It's an instrumental.
Well, and you got to think, too, that a lot of these songs, what this album was released in 2004,
mm-hmm.
that's when music really started becoming quick, 2.5 minutes,
no,
3 minutes.
No, not yeah. even. Not hell no.
I don't think that happened
not,
until
that,
about
that's like after 2010. That 10. Was after, yeah.
I think when around then you started getting
no,
shorter songs.
I just got into my first full-time radio job.
Me too.
And the... There wasn't a song that we played on the top 40 station I was on that was less than 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. A lot of pop was about 3:23.
But
you got to think that was like the beginning of it, I guess, is what I'm saying.
No,
because
it wasn't.
Bull crap. Before that, you were looking at songs that were 4:13, 4:20.
In the 60s and 50s, they had songs that were super short, you know, 2 minutes, 2:20.
Yeah, quick.
Little 45s.
Sure.
Yeah.
Money folder.
Yeah, but like in that time, 2004.
That's when it started coming down.
Nah, because those songs, we still had full songs. I mean,
definitely. But I do remember being in radio and they even saying like, when a song was over 3.5 minutes, cut the last verse off, get more music on the air.
Not many people were really making those songs like that.
to me, I mean, three minutes. Three minutes is a good number for me for a song.
Yeah, three and a half is that's right. Nothing more than 3.5. Sure. But I mean, versus today, when we getting, they say to actually for a song to be actually considered a song, got to be like 96 seconds or something like that.
Yeah.
So you getting a lot of these songs that are now like a minute and a half. Like, what are you doing? Like for what? Like, what are you doing? Like, just keep that shit. Go actually put some work in and then come back with a finished product versus putting a bunch of bullcrap out, which is where we are today.
All right, do you guys know where in the United States that MF Doom's mask lives? Do you know? In what city? It's in a museum.
I'm going to say New York City.
Yeah, I would guess that as well.
The Smiths? No.
Philly.
Philly. A lot of cool things. Liberty Bell's there. City of Brotherly Love. Also, the new Allen Iverson mini statue.
I saw that.
It's so small.
I know, right?
It's just
salty.
But it's not in any of those three states. The MF Doom mask lives in the Museum of Pop Culture, which is located out west in the Northwest in Seattle, Washington.
Very cool.
Nice.
That's where you can see his mask.
That's far. You got to go far if you're in New York. You really got to want to see it.
That's actually dope. That makes sense.
For us, it's like might as well be China.
Some of the other items that are in this museum, because I wanted to see like what all they have. They have some original guitars from Kurt Cobain, Nirvana's frontman.
Interesting.
Never heard of him.
They also have some of the items from the Wizard of Oz set. That movie's super old.
Yeah.
But, you know, the lion, his mane and stuff, you can go see that.
How about the ruby slippers? Did they ever find that damn thing? Didn't somebody steal a pair?
I thought it was you that took them. You ever give those back?
They're worth a lot of money. You're trying to get top dollar
with
them.
The ruby slippers.
Yeah, you can't fit in those, man. You can't. Don't try to put them back on.
All right, so we got to flip the record. Now we're going on to the second record.
How we already did that?
No, we
third
the,
side, baby. Shaq.
Third side.
Yes, sir. Okay, so this is the third, second album, third side.
Okay.
It is explained by a more.
This is what is Shadows of Tomorrow?
Shadows of Tomorrow.
All right. There you go. Quaz is on this joint. Who's Quaz? Let's find out who he is. Let me do my research. Quasimodo? Yeah, Quasimodo. It's a side project of Madlib.
Oh, okay.
This is an alter ego.
So Madlib does rhyme on this.
Yeah.
It says here, Adlib created all the instrumentals during a trip to Brazil when he was hanging in his hotel room, and he used a minimal amount of equipment. He had a Boss SP-303 sampler, a turntable, and a tape deck.
And he used that sampler well, my friend. And on this song, he put, this is the song that has a crazy name in the beginning. It's called Hindu Hoon Main Na Musalman Hoon by R.D. Berman. I think I got it better. And also a song called Introduction from Space is the Place and Dead by Carolyn Sullivan.
Okay.
So he was using that sampler.
I love that, man. When you got these producers that really dig for like crazy records to find like ill samples and come together with what it makes some amazing art. I love it. I respect the hell out of it.
Well, it makes it unique as well.
Yes.
And then take it and track all the sound, you know, the stuff from the news bites over it after the fact, and then him rhyme and track that after the fact. Got himself an album.
This album consists of 22 songs, most of which are all under 3 minutes. And another unique thing about this album, and probably why he didn't get a whole lot of airplay on regular radio, is this song has no hooks, no choruses. Like Shaq's old song and with Wu-Tang, it was like, we don't need no hooks.
No hooks.
There was also, I think, one with from Nelly and his crew that was like, there ain't no hook on this beat.
Yeah,
that's,
I don't remember that one.
That's Murphy Lee.
Yeah, Murphy Lee. I don't need no hook on this beat.
Yeah, that's the homie right there. What up, Dirty?
This is 22 songs where you will never hear a chorus during this entire album. And how do you pronounce the name of the album? Because I know we butchered it at the beginning of the show.
Mad Villainy.
Mad Villainy.
Yeah.
On the record, it does just say Mad Villain.
Yeah, I know. It's very confusing. But MF Doom lived a confusing life with all the alter egos. Never showed his face.
He tricked you.
Could never get citizenship. I could see where he wouldn't feel like he belongs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When you're in a country where you just don't feel like you fit when they won't accept you.
But can't you just take a plane back over to the other side of the pond, as they call it?
I mean, you can.
Yeah, but that's not it. He grew up with no British culture in his life. His parents
were
visiting family over.
Yeah, so he likes it.
But that's what he, this all
he doesn't know any better.
He doesn't, yeah, that's all he knows.
That's like when you like your daddy and your daddy don't pay you no mind. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It can hurt a kid.
Daddy is Uncle Sam, I see in this metaphor.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, Uncle Sam can be, you know, an aloof father sometimes.
That's why we shouldn't pay him any attention. He don't exist.
Yeah, if you don't pay him, though, you will be behind bars.
Yeah, how crazy is
that? It will exist then. Yes, that is the case.
I'm
yes.
Your daddy. Give me mine.
There's ways to get things out of that. We'll talk about it off the show.
Discuss. Put a pin in that.
Big time.
What's that? Something in your booty hole when you're like Wesley Snipes locked up?
Nope. Trust me. You guys are going to be like, holy moly, that's great.
Oh, you talking about how we can avoid Uncle Sam?
No. You're not avoiding it. You're not going to avoid that.
In trouble. We don't want to talk about that.
You can get something out of doing it. If you're smart.
Out of doing what?
Filing your taxes. Paying your taxes.
Yeah, I pay my taxes.
I know, but you can get something out of it.
This song is called Operation Lifesaver. Send me a lifeline. That's AKA. Me.
You can get Social Security, I know, if you pay your taxes.
A mint test.
Well, let's hope we can get it.
Listen to all these samples.
What was that from?
Hi, I'm the Magnificent. Right? Did he get that from right there?
Special Ed. Special Ed, yeah.
That's dope.
Figaro.
All right. So Figaro. Let's check the samples Figaro, on this Figaro, one. It has some cool Figaro. Samples. The rest is empty with no brain,
but the clever nerd, the best MC. Let's listen to some of these bars heard. Real quick. Take it from the Tech Nine, hold up. David, don't know the next shine from Shinola. Everything that glitter ain't fish scale. Let me think, don't let her faint, get his smell. A shot of Jack, got her back, it's not an axe stack. Forgot about the cackalack, holler back, clack, clack, blocker. Villainy, feel him in your heart, chocolate chart, topper, start shit, stop a be a I like Doom's stopper. Flow. Yeah.
This is definitely New York play.
Mm-hmm.
Long Island, go. In the house. Set, get him, not a bed, dead him. Also London. Venom, set him, got a lot born, of shit born but not raised.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't even think we can give him that cred anymore.
Like
they say
nice.
It like that. Well, and here's the thing is when we were first talking about it and I was looking into it, like I was under the impression that he was a foreign rapper. And he, in fact, is not. He's an American rapper.
He's an American rapper.
Yeah. Well, not officially.
Well, not officially, but I mean. Paperwork, schmaperwork.
You got a green card, man?
I have a clip here, him talking about the very first album that comes to mind that inspired him. Let's take a listen. Here is Doom.
There's so many different angles I can go with this answer. So many different answers that I have that, you know, from so many different eras and whatnot. But the first one that comes to mind in that split microsecond would have to be John Coltrane, My Favorite Things.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Classic from Coltrane. You know who put me on to some John Coltrane was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, yeah?
I interviewed him once, and one of the questions I asked him was, you know, what is Kareem listening to these days? And he told me John Coltrane and Thelonious Monk.
Dope.
That those two artists was what set his mind free.
Before or after the heroin?
Ew.
Did Kareem do heroin?
Not Kareem. Coltrane.
Coltrane.
Yeah.
Man. I don't know his personal business. But yeah. When we do that,
he got clean, but his music was different before.
That sounds like Wu-Tang right there.
That kind of sound like N.W.A. Straight Out of Compton, but the interlude into God damn it, it'll come to me. Where did this sample come from, TK?
Let me look it up here. Hardcore Hustle. Let me look it up. Hold on.
Yeah, because what's the damn song? Damn it, NWA joint.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It does sound like that NWA song.
And I should know this. Who's the one to rock up a party with the vigilance urge? What's most of this when the vision is blurred, but vengeance is heard. And just when you got caught up in the cynical thought, intervals in the shape of a mic get pushed straight to your heart like.
Sounds like somebody just dropped a load.
Yeah, it does sound like
dropped
a juicy
fucking
one.
Shit.
Fuck the police, duh. What the fuck? How did I not know that? Yeah, the interlude of in between the skits on Fuck the Police.
Sounds like he's about to, you know.
Yeah, he got a nice little chica. She can turn him out now. Wreak havoc, beep is mad traffic, sneak and lavish, people speak and leak into the maverick. Strange ways,
strange ways. Felony, drug arrest. Any day could be the one he picked the wrong thug to test, slug through the vest, shot in the street for pulling heat on a father who baby's got a. Got some strange ways there, Ramo, right? Funny.
What's that?
Strange ways.
A lot of them.
To this song. Set the revolution, let the strangest samples in this Funny Ways by Gentle Giant and That Mary Was Going Around with an Old Flame by the Symphony Slang. Symphony and Slang. That was from 1951.
Holy smokes.
Old.
He really was digging, boy.
Digging.
Madlib was really going looking. Salute to him. Ways is strange when it's time to survive.
Some will go of their own free will to die. How do you come up with those two, you know? From a song called Funny Ways from 1970 and put together with a song from 1951. That Mary Was Going Around with an Old Flame. I mean, just like digging.
You know, putting these things together. I have a theory. You know how sometimes you can be listening to something and subconsciously you like, whatever that is, I like it. And then you figure out what it's attached to and you just go look for it and then you find it.
All right, I'm flipping it to the last side, guys.
That just kind of ended.
It's the final countdown.
Wrong band.
Wrong band.
What album is this? Fancy Clown?
No, is hip hop considered bands?
Yeah, you got House of Pain. Band? Tribe Called Quest, they're a band.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, man.
This is Fancy Clown.
Victor Vaughn. This is alter ego here.
Yeah, this is one of his alter egos showing up in this song. I think he was connected, so I left. Outside it was raining cats and dogs. Sounds like an old 50s commercial.
Don't
it? Like a show.
A merry medley.
You remember back then, there weren't a lot of acting parts. It was a lot of narrating.
Mm-hmm. He's got three samples that I can hear right off the bat. That Ain't the Way You Make Love by ZZ Hill. That's probably that. Walking in the Rain with The One I Love by Love Unlimited. And Channel 85 Sign On by Philip Proctor.
Okay.
I like these. That's smooth. Tim Crown facing the risk being jammed up like traffic
inbound from space. And there's been a place for you in my heart since the first. So when was the first time you heard MF Doom, Memphis? You brought the album in. You obviously loved MF Doom.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the very first time you heard it? Who
back
put you
on? Back in 2008. Yeah, I was doing a radio in Dallas and was at a party. and we were getting stupid high, and somebody was playing some really dope hip hop, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? This shit is great. And it just made sense because the folks I was waiting, we were getting high, and it was just, and it just worked. And I was like, whatever this is, I'm a fan. And he was like, it's MF Doom. You don't know that? I'm like, nah, I need to get on that. And I did my homework on him and became a fan.
You know, we did that Mos Def album not long ago. I also hear some Mos Def.
Mos Def?
Sure.
And,
that whole era is just like a compilation of artists and styles.
When hip hop was hip hop.
This might be one of my favorite ones I've heard so far on here. I like this one.
Tyler, the Creator, who's had a lot of success here lately, he credits this album specifically and MF Doom as an influence for him.
You know, it's funny. It's funny you say that, Gentry. I saw a video a few years ago where Tyler, the Creator, and Earl Sweatshirt with their, you know, that whole yep. they whole shit. Huge fans
Earl
of Doom.
Sweatshirt's another one.
Yeah,
that says
and they
he
met
was,
him. Yeah. They met Doom backstage and freaked the F out.
That's crazy.
It was dope because it's like when you meet someone like you like Michael Jackson, for example, he's not here with us. But say for example you're a big fan and you met him, you lose your goddamn mind. Like, that's fucking Michael Jackson. I'm about to go shake his hand, take pictures and shit.
I've been to his house in Gary, Indiana.
Oh, that's right. Take a shot.
Yep. Everybody take a shot.
Do you know who Joey Badass is?
I do.
He's another guy that says that MF Doom influenced him.
I didn't want to like his music at first. And then I was like, okay, this dude is dope. Joey Badass is dope. I respect him. He's nice.
He's a Brooklyn guy, Joey Badass. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You thought he might be too badass. And you were like, I don't know about this.
Almost felt like a threat.
And he's a hell of an actor, too. He's on the Power series, the Raising Kanan. Does an amazing job on that, too.
Do you guys know the band Radiohead?
Yes.
I'm a creep.
Mm-hmm.
Their lead singer said that he's a fan of MF Doom and would throw on MF Doom records.
Okay. As we talk over the supervillain theme.
Yeah, this shit has layers, man. I mean, it really has those amazing, awesome hip-hop layers of samples, beats, and then vocals over top of it of all different kinds. Like some of them sample vocals, some of them singing like this, some of them rapping. So it becomes like a mosaic. It's awesome. Your mind doesn't know what it's gonna hear next.
Yeah, like, and I appreciate the fact that y'all allow me to put y'all on to something nice. You know what I mean? Cause we do every episode we've done has just been crazy ill albums. So I'm like, you know what? Let's slide this one right in there because it fits.
Next song is called All Caps.
Oh, this song is the shit.
Oh, this is a super villain theme, I think. And then all caps. Because it's an instrumental.
Oh, okay. So we just heard I with Stacey Epps. Yeah,
this isn't all caps?
Nah.
I think that this is the super villain theme. Because it's an instrumental, you see.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a super villain theme. Okay.
I am dope. Admittedly not 100%. You know, I've never heard this album in its entirety like this, or I've never really heard a lot of these songs.
Usually when I play this album, I'm in conversation with somebody, and we usually smoking and doing a bit of drinking and fellowshipping.
Grab-assing.
Yeah, that was a super villain thing. Here's all caps. Yep, here's all caps. This song is so fucking crazy.
Cool name for a song.
You guys might have heard me play this before this in the studio.
I play this on the piano, baby. So nasty, that's probably somewhat of a travesty. Contains samples of four songs, opening credits of this movie, The Crime Scene, from Ironside, also Bumpin' Bus Stop, Thunder and Lightning, Sometimes the Ride Slow from Nice and Smooth. Oh, that's dope. Oh. Kari jumped on the first lyric. The beat is so butter. Peep the slow cutter
as he uttered a calm flow. Don't talk about my mom's, yo.
Check the turd cutter.
Sometimes he rhymes slow or vice versa. Whip up a slice of nice verse pie. Hit it on the first try, villain. The worst guy spot hot tracks like.
Do you guys know what Synthesia is?
Say that again.
Synthesia or Synthesia?
No, what's that? It sound like metal.
A drug for skin problems.
Yeah.
I hope I'm saying it right, but it's spelled S-Y-N-E-S-T-H-E-S-I-A. Synthesia.
What is that?
It's like, I guess, when you actually sense something, or you see or hear a word and you taste food.
Synthesia.
Or you see a shape and you taste food, or you hear sounds and see shapes or patterns.
Yeah. I thought that was called being a fat ass.
It is been told that MF Doom, you know, when he's making music, he has this Synthesia. I guess that's how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's colored hearing.
Okay.
Interesting.
The more you know, ladies and gentlemen, you see the rainbow on top of your head, the more you know.
I'm trying to understand it.
Well, we'll get to the bottom of it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Does that mean he had to eat after every show?
This one is great day. I'm great. Pretty sure.
Here are some symptoms that you might have this synthesia. Involuntary perceptions that cross over between senses. Tasting shapes. Hearing colors.
Ah.
Smelling.
Seeing sights. Sounds.
He's kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah.
That's a really high-grade weed.
It says that Mary J. Blige has this same thing, as well as Billie Eilish and Kanye West.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about Kanye.
Yeah, I
full of shit.
I don't know about this.
I'm just kidding.
How do you taste a square? What does the square taste?
When you see it, it tastes different than a circle, I can tell you that.
I'll tell you that, sure. Ramo. You ever had a square?
It depends on where you get it from.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, you know.
An octagon's going to taste different than a rectangle. You know, it's just the way it works.
Yes. I'll have you some triangles.
He knows how a tube tastes.
You do.
Groovy dude.
Tubular.
This might be good music, too, to put on, like when you have some work to get done, where it's got a nice little chill vibe to it, but yet it's entertaining. And it's kind of calming, I think, a little bit. It's not aggressive. This music is not aggressive.
For me, like when I have company over to the house and we kicking out by my fire pit and whatever, I usually play something like this because it's like mad chill, like you said. You know, and if you like a lover of music, you're going to hear like all kind of this dope shit, and hopefully you walk away like, man, that was some dope shit Memphis put on for us. Great host.
Gentry's playing Sam Hunt.
Some Morgan Wallen.
How do you know what I'm playing when I'm trying to chill out?
Muddy Country.
I like to listen to some Muddy Country.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with a little Muddy Country.
Ramo, salsa.
Big time. Or breaks. I do not listen to conventional music when I'm on my own free time because I spend so much time working with like mainstream crap. I like underground house music and break beats, shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely some salsa and merengue. Yeah, hell yeah.
I like metal when I work out. I like listening to Pantera and Metallica and
There you go, see?
That would have been even funnier.
That's white people. I listen to Spanish people.
I listen to A-Ball and MJG and
there you go.
Freaking UGK, Old School Too Short. This is the last song on the album, by the way. This is Rhinestone Cowboy.
Okay, outside of hip-hop, what do you listen to?
Outside of hip-hop, what do I listen to? I listen to a lot of Afro-funk. A lot of Cuban funk, which is really good. I just really discovered a lot of Cuban funk.
There's a lot of funky Cubans.
I know what Cuban funk tastes like. I know exactly what it's like.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, boy.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. You should have told me to watch
yourself. Way to end the show there.
It tastes like a Cuban sandwich without the pickle.
Oh, there's been pickles in there. Trust me. Somebody just took it out.
I listen to a lot of alternative music. I like more like the late 80s up into early like 2007,
8. Way to stay on topic.
Music. We still on topic.
I know, it's funny.
Yeah, we're talking about some Cuban chicken having pickles in her song.
You powered right through that. Good job.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I don't want to talk. I'm trying to get that out of my mind right now.
No roast pork.
See, now you're doing too much, Rainbow. Knock it off.
I have one final clip here from Mr. Doom himself. That he was asked, like, what is a lyric from a song that you live by? And this is what Doom said.
Shut the fuck up. At some point, shut the fuck up is the best words of wisdom that really, it was said, I forget what record, but somebody said that shit, shut the fuck up. Multiple people probably said it in multiple genres right now, but shut the F up, right? It's very important. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I say that is, you got two ears, one mouth, two nostrils, you know, breathe, you know what I'm saying? Breathe. And listen more than motherfucking talk. The talk shit, talk all goddamn time, shit like that. You're not even breathing that much. You're talking more than you're breathing and listening. So shut the fuck up. It's just you might have to edit that one out or beep it or something, but this coming from the heart, that's the best, the lyric that, you know, maybe it's a future track, I'm gonna write that shit. If it ain't out yet, I'm gonna write that one.
I fucking love it.
Yep. Big words to live by.
Memphis was the first to talk after he said that, too.
I've been telling Ramo that for years.
You can hear his Canadian accent when he talks. I just caught it in there.
His Canadian accent?
Trinadian.
Oh, the Trinadian.
Is that how you say it? Trinidadian, is it? Trinidadian?
I don't know.
I think it's Trinidadian.
Trinidadian. Trinadian. I don't know. Stop butchering that stuff, man.
It's Trinidadian.
I had a friend who I worked at the hospital. She was from Trinidad.
Oh, yeah?
Got that right.
She was cool shit. We smoked a lot of weed. Of society, whether fighting the local sheriff
or a secret agent. Frequently, they mirrored our...
It reminds me of the listen to the sitting by the radio in the 1940s or 50s. Not that I was alive at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever you see that scene where they're sitting around the radio before the television came along.
Like the black and white television.
Like if you were watching like a Christmas story and they had to listen to Little Orphan Annie and shit like that.
With like the screen's like this big and the television's all big around it and the screen's tiny. It's like
the picture tube.
Horses with Indians and a Red Rider. Yeah, that's it, man. This album is about done, but I really did like it. It was very smooth. I feel like this is the kind of music you can just put on and let it play and just let it ride, clean the house.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Sure. Yeah, man. You're welcome, man, to all our music listening tours. I hope y'all appreciate that.
That was cool.
Yeah. Episode 86, by the way.
That's right. We are Them Vinyl Boys, and we're brought to you by a new sponsor we got to shout out, Incogni. This limits public access to your private information. You know how you always get those robocalls?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get that spam email.
Hate it.
It sucks.
Hate it.
Unless you fry it. Spam is good when you fry it.
I had to, stop answering my phone at one point because I was getting so many robocalls. But now that I hooked up with Incogni, and you should too, those robocalls have went away. The spam email's gone. And plus my identity, I feel safe with it because identity theft is a big thing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Tomcat, you had to deal with some of that yourself, I know.
Yep.
People trying to steal your identity.
They tried it.
Acting like they're someone else, too. People try to really bamboozle you on the internet. But now, if you go to Incogni, that's Incogni. That's Incogni.com/vinylboys. That's boys with a Z. You can get 60% off for your first year
nice
at Incogni.
Okay.
Comes out to just over $5 a month. and that's going to keep your data from being sold. As soon as you punch in your email address to one of these websites, everybody has your information. But this stops that. Incogni.com/VinylBoys and save 60%. That's going to do it for this week's episode of Dim Vinyl Boys. Very unique sound from MF Doom. I felt like I was audibly listening to a comic book, old time radio style, which is what inspired MF Doom. If you know his story, he used to love listening to the radio on Long Island. They had a station that on the weekends would have play break beats and then throw old drops from old movies, old jingles, and he really vibed with it. And I could hear those influences listening to the album too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I like it. Layers.
Layers, son.
All right, well, we'll see you back here next week, God's willing. In the meantime, keep the needle in the groove and just keep it groovy out there, baby. We gone. Peace out.
Yee.
Deuces.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.